continuing with Dua al-Kumail, we looked at verse 23. We'd started off with Tahleel La ilaha illa ant, continued with Tasbih Subhanaka and glory be to you, wa bihamdik and Tahmeed and praise be to you. Zalamtu nafsi, I have wronged myself. Wa tajarra'tu bi jahli, and I have shown the audacity to sin by my ignorance. And this is where we stopped. Continuing with the same verse, Imam teaches us to say, وَسَكَنْتُ إِلَىٰ قَدِيمِ ذِكْرِكَ لِي وَمَنِّكَ عَلَيْهِ, I relied, I depended upon my past remembrance of you and your grace towards me. In other words, I was content with what I had done. I thought I had done enough in remembering you, not realizing that that wasn't enough. What is enough is when it stops me from doing wrong. And I relied. In other words, I took you for granted, Ya Allah. Your favor is upon me. Wa mannika alay. You've always favored me, always granted me your grace and your ni'mah. And I, in my ignorance, just took that as a license to take you for granted, and I kept on sinning. It's an absolute confession of the state the human being is in when he or she sins. The dua continues, and we say, Allahumma Mawlaya, O Allah, O my Rabb, Kam min qabihin satarta. Now this is remembering those favors, those things that we took for granted. How many ugly things have you concealed about me? وَقَمْ مِنْ فَاتِحٍ مِنَ الْبَلَاءِ أَقَلْتَ. How many tribulations have you warded off? How many grievous afflictions have you reduced in their severity? وَقَمْ مِنْ إِثَارٍ وَقَيْتَ. How many of my mistakes have you protected me from? My stumblings have you lifted me up from? وَقَمْ مِنْ مَقْرُوهٍ دَفَعْتَ. How many of my detestable acts have you averted? وَقَمْ مِنْ ثَنَاءٍ جَمِيلٍ لَسْتُ أَحْلًا لَهُ نَشَرْتَ. And how many undeserving praises have you spread about me? It is absolutely beautiful. It is going back and having the recollections, in other words, remembering all the ni'mah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. As Quran says in Surah Ibrahim, ayah 34, وَإِن تَعَدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُؤْصُوهَا. If you compute, if you count the ni'mahs of Allah, the blessings of Allah, you will not be able to compute them. There's such a beautiful prayer by Prophet Musa alayhi salam, and he says, Ya Allah, I have something in my poverty that does not exist in all your property. And in other words, I have something, Nabi Musa says, that Ya Allah, you do not have. So beautiful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Musa, what is that? And he says, I have a Rabb like you. And this particular part of Dua al-Kumail reminds me of one of the most beautiful du'as we have. One that is just absolutely amazing. It's a gift that Jibreel brings to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the du'a goes by the words, Ya man adhara al-jameel wa satar al-qabih. O the one who reveals goodness and conceals that which is evil. Ya man la yu'akhidh bil jarirati wa lam yahtaqi al-sitr. O the one who doesn't reprimand anyone for their wrongdoing. وَلَمْ يَحْتِقِ السِّطْرِ. And he doesn't expose anyone. يَا عَظِيمُ الْعَفُ. Or the one whose forgiveness is great. يَا حَسَنَ التَّجَاوُزِ. Whose pardon is so beautiful. يَا وَاسِيَ الْمَغْفِرَ. Whose forgiveness is vast. يَا بَاسِطَ الْيَدَيْنِ بِالرَّحْمَةِ. Whose mercy is extended. يَا صَاحِبَ كُلِّ نَجْوَى. Or the one who is the companion of every secret. يَا منتحى كل شقوى. O the one to whom all complain. يا قريم الصف. يا عظيم المن. يا مبتديا بالنعم قبل استحقاقها. O the one whose forbearance is magnanimous, whose blessings are great, whose bestower, who is the bestower of blessings even to those who do not deserve them. Ya Rabbana, O our Lord, wa Sayyidana wa Mawlana, our protector. Ya Ghayat Raghbatina, Asaluka Ya Allah, an la tushawwi khalki bin nar. It's so beautiful. O Allah, I ask you not to annihilate my creation, not to change my creation by the fire. And Jibreel says that this du'a is one that whose recompense, whose ajr is just uncounted, cannot be fathomed. But the part that I'd like to talk about is the beginning, that Jibreel tells Rasulullah that when an abd says, Ya man azhar al-jamil wa satr al-qabih, or the one who reveals goodness and conceals evil, Allah will conceal his sins, have mercy on him in the world, maintain his well-being in the next world, and cover him with 1,000 veils in the two worlds. And therefore this part of the dua of Dua Kumail, to understand, to acknowledge the fact that it is Allah, and to think of the times of how many loathsome acts he has concealed, how many afflictions he has reduced in severity, how many stumblings he has protected us from, how many detestable acts he has averted, how many undeserving praises has he spread about us. To be able to acknowledge that fact in itself is a start in the understanding of the greatness of our Rabb, of the mercy of our Rabb, and the hilm of our Rabb. And if we only understood this, there would be no human being who would ever despair in the mercy of Allah. I repeat the ayah that I absolutely adore. Ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim la taqnatu min rahmatillah. All those who are connected to me, who have been very wasteful on their souls, do not despair of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You only have to look at the past record of our lives and see how his mercy extends to absolutely every aspect of our lives. Inshallah, we will continue with Dua al-Kumail.